Miss Ohio raised her hand. What about the film crew?
Gone, Petra confirmed. She'd added a rescue shawl to her ensemble, tying it in an elaborate bow beneath her chin. In times of stress, she relied on her skills at accessorizing to calm her.
That's terrible, Brittani wailed. They seemed so nice.
One of the camera guys told me I was just like Laurie Connor in The Shills, Tiara said.
Oh my God, I love that show.
The girls fell into excited chatter. Did you see the one where Laurie and Chad broke up and she gave him back the frou-frou handbag he bought her after she agreed to fake marry him to promote his new beer line? I totally cried.
That was awesome TV. I heard she's going to hire a ghostwriter to write a book about that episode.
Taylor's sharp clap echoed on the beach.
Teen Dreamers, we need to focus like it's the final interview round and the questions are all about anorexia and current events. Now, I know y'all are upset. This is just plain awful, but God doesn't make mistakes. Is this a setback, Teen Dreamers?
Totally,
wailed Miss Arkansas. Her left arm was broken. It had been bandaged into a 90-degree angle, as if she were perpetually waving to an unseen crowd.
No, ma'am. No, it is not. I know what Lady Bird Hope would say. She would say that this is an opportunity for growth and the establishment of your personal brand. Everybody loves a survivor, and everybody loves a Miss Teen Dream contestant. When you put those two together, you have a lot of hope.
And big endorsement opportunities when we get back.